Hey, what's up, guys? This is Gambius. So today I'd like to talk about episode 5 of Jim Quick's podcast, which is called Quick Brain. So I like this one very much. And it's about food. I love food. You know, we need food. And there's a quote here. I like it very much. You are what you eat. So you can see from this quote that how much it is important to be careful about what we are eating. So if we eat healthy food, we will be healthy and good and productive. But if we don't eat healthy food, we will fail to be healthy, good, and productive. So by the way, it's a last Wednesday of the year, so you can see that people are cheering outside. They're bombing, shooting, killing. Yeah, that's it. So I don't get it. So why these they have to be so violent? I don't get it. So by the way, let's jump back to the main subject. Okay, so the first thing I want to discuss is avocado. So of course, Jim Quick mentions that. I'm not gonna tell you guys, it's what he says. So it's avocado, and avocado is gonna help you it has good fats. It will help you to improve your heartbeat, and it's gonna help your blood pressure, we can say. So I'm not good at science, so that's why I have to pause a lot. Okay, so the next one is blueberries. Blueberries, which is, in Jim Quick's opinion, is brainberries. So it's very important. Of course, we don't have it in Iran. We don't have such a thing as blueberries. I haven't seen any of them. So by the way, it's gonna help you to reduce your stress level. It's gonna help to help your brain to be more productive, and it's gonna help your brain to learn things deeply. And they had some exams on mice, and they found out that the mice who would eat blueberries, they would have they would be younger, and of course they would have a younger brain. So by the way, the third one I want to discuss is broccoli, which has vitamin K, and which is very good for our brain's improvement. And and it has lots of fiber, which is good for our body. It's gonna help us help our metabolism, which is called the way our body treats to burn fats, and of course be more energetic. So the fourth one is coconut oil, and it has good fat, and it's gonna help to burn fat. And Jim Quick called it brain's fuel. So coconut oil is very good. If you have any chance to have them and buy them, go and buy them. I love them, seriously. I myself love them, coconut. So mostly I go for sure, sweets which has coconuts on it, coconut powder, we can say. And the next one is egg. And egg is something that I love personally, because as you may know, I was a bodybuilder last year. Of course, I've been a bodybuilder, so I've had some experience on bodybuilding, so I usually would consume and eat lots of eggs on those days, and I would find myself more energetic, of course, and I would see myself more productive. Right now, I don't usually eat because I'm very passive. I don't I don't exercise that much, so I know that it's gonna increase the cholesterol, and so I'm not gonna do that. So it has vitamin E, which is very important for our brain. And the next one is green leafy vegetables like espinach, which has vitamin E and some other stuffs that has green leafy vegetables. So if you see something that is green and has leaf, go on and eat them and enjoy it. So the next one is salmon and any fish that lives in deep ocean. So it's gonna help us. It has omega-3, and it's very good for our brain, which is very important for our brain. And of course, it has a good fat and some other stuffs that I don't know because as I said, I'm not good at science. So if anyone has some ideas on this matter, please feel free to say so, because I feel not comfortable talking about science. So this is just a challenge for me why I decided to talk about this. So by the way, the next one is turmeric. I had no idea what's turmeric, so I searched it and I found out that it's something we have it in our house. It's yellow and we usually use on our food. It's a powder. I don't know how to mention it and demonstrate it to you guys. So because this is a voice, I can give you guys the idea. So by the way, so it's very good because it's gonna help us to consume and absorb more oxygen, and it's gonna help our system, our body system, to have to thrive, we can say, and to burn more fat. And the next one is nutshell, which I like very much. Usually, if we have it in our house, I usually go for it, and I somehow combine it with some cheese, and I eat them. So I love them so much, and it's gonna help our mood. Nutshell is gonna help us help our mood, and it has vitamin E, magnesium, and it's gonna help our brain capacity, and it's gonna help to have a younger mind and younger brain. And the next one is and the number 10, of course, I wrote it down, is chocolate. So if the chocolate is bitter, it's gonna be better. So it's hard to pronounce. The more bitter, the more better. So go for them. It's gonna help you guys to focus, and it's gonna help your mood, and of course, it's gonna help your memory. So there is a bonus here, which is number 11. We are going to talk about 10 things that we can eat, but this one is some bonus. This is some extra thing, so I have to discuss. And of course, Jim Quick discussed about this. So it's water. As we know, 70%, 75% of our body is water. So it's gonna help our body. It's gonna help our brain, because brain is 75% water too. So if we drink enough water, we are gonna help our brain too, and of course, it's gonna help our body for dehydration, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm terrible at science, as I mentioned a lot. So okay, this is it. I talked a lot. I'm sorry if I were terrible at science. I'm sorry. So I hope you guys enjoyed it, and if you like, you can go and find the Jim Quick's podcast, which is called Quick Brain, and listen to the fifth episode, which he will discuss about this, and he has some ideas, and it's going to help you to absorb better information. And it's going to give you a hack which is going to help you to memorize lists of food and different stuff that you want to go and buy them on, in shoppings. So by the way, I don't want to talk a lot, so sorry if I talked a lot. And hope you guys enjoyed it, and see you later.